I'm ready.
Boom. Boom, boom. Bum, bum. Bum, bum.
Bum,
bum. Bum, bum.
Bum, bum.
Bum, bum. Bum,
bum. Bum,
bum.
Bum, bum. Bum,
bum. Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Bum, bum.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Brett and Tony featuring Ashlyn and Abe.
Ooh.
I am Abe.
I am Brett.
I'm Tony.
I'm Ashlyn.
What are we talking about this
you
week?
You know what
guys?
We're talking about this week?
There's, don't they say there's two things you're not supposed to talk to?
Yes, and we're going to talk about one.
So let's just get one right out of the way.
There's two things you're
politics
never supposed to talk
religion.
To.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about.
Politics
because
and
no matter what, you're going to piss somebody off.
Religion.
Yes.
All of our followers are not going to follow us. Oh, we're gonna stay.
Damn it. I was going to make the joke.
No.
All right, guys, let's lose some followers.
Wow. Yeah. I think that if we were talking about politics, that would be the one.
That's
where,
the late hot button.
These
days. Yeah.
Like religion, I feel like it's fine. You know, people are like, okay, let's hear about it.
Sure. We're going to see. Let's light this match.
There's been a lot more wars over religion than politics.
Ooh. That's true.
A lot.
Like 9/11 war?
Well, yeah.
Was that over religion?
No, I just wanted to make a 9/11 joke.
Oh, my God. So, anyways, we're here to talk about religion.
Tony likes unnecessary 9/11 jokes.
That's my niche.
Yeah, he does.
That's your niche.
Okay.
So, religion.
Yeah, religion's it's a tough one to jump into, and I'm not going
to
lie.
It's not. I actually have a question to start us off.
Okay, boom.
Oh,
okay.
Geez.
Have you guys been baptized?
Yes.
Yes.
What age?
Ooh.
I think I was in single digits. I'm going to say 8 or 9.
Okay.
I got baptized in the ocean when I was 22.
Nice.
By who?
My friend, I went to Myrtle Beach.
Does it fucking count?
Yes.
That your friends did it?
Well, yeah.
If they're ordained,
yeah. They will. So,
oh,
yeah.
They were?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was just like some random buddies, you know?
It was on my mission trip in Myrtle Beach.
Gotcha.
Nice.
What about you?
I was baptized. Mm-hmm. I was like 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to say I was 23, 24.
And I had to do confirmation first.
What is that?
It's like a class after.
Was this Catholic baptism?
No. Okay.
No, and Protestant.
And I had
to have a class?
Yeah. And my stepdad was the preacher of the church.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he ran the class, so couldn't slack off.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What is it called? I did have to go through the Catholic thing. I got my cup and my fourth communion. I think fourth communion.
Oh, yeah.
Communion?
It's called
bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did.
No.
I did.
Not
my,
quite.
I did
oh,
get,
I had a bar mitzvah.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I did have a nice little brisk.
First of all, it's a bris,
B-R-I-S-S.
Not a brisk.
I like brisk better.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Brisket.
It was
like
brisk-y.
Very brisky.
I was baptized when I was, I think I was a, like 11, but I did it under false pretenses.
What the fuck does that mean? Like you were tricked into it?
No.
Were you trying
you
to get money?
Into...
Were you trying to get money?
So my
like
church...
she probably thought something bad, like she was gonna get laid or like.
Whoa!
I was 11.
She was 11.
Oh yeah, never mind. That's
oh
a terrible
God.
Joke.
Wow.
Well, unless it was
Tony,
a Catholic,
just
no,
edit that
no,
out.
No, boys.
Okay, so what I mean by under false pretenses is that, like, my church, they were like, you have to read the Bible. All right, that's the only way you get baptized is
did
if
you
read.
It?
No,
oh.
I just said I did.
Oh, okay.
And then I got baptized.
They did not like
there was
test
a
you. They did not quiz you
no,
at all.
No.
Pop quiz,
bro.
Who killed Jesus?
My whole like, what's that called when it's like the youth. Youth group.
Yeah, Sunday school.
Okay. My whole Sunday school was watching VeggieTales, and it was awesome.
Oh, I love
eating VeggieTales.
I love the Hillbush song.
I don't remember any of it.
Oh, where is my hair brush?
Where
is my hair brush?
Oh, where
is
my hair brush?
My hair brush.
Okay.
I was raised in that church.
Yeah.
The church of VeggieTales.
Anyways. So, yeah, that was the first question. We've all been baptized.
So, what were the false pretenses?
That's what I said. They wanted me to read the Bible.
And she said,
that was how you got baptized, was you had to read the Bible.
So you got baptized under your own false. I thought they lied to you.
No, I lied to them.
Gotcha. Okay, we're clear.
Okay.
And that's terrible because I was in church and I lied.
I have a funny story. I just remembered when I was going through my first communion, mm-hmm. and I had to go through confession thing.
Yeah.
Just me and the priest.
Are you Catholic?
No, but I grew up,
You have Catholic family.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I went to the Catholic Sunday, Wednesday school until like ninth grade.
Me too.
So, yeah. So, and then not ninth grade. I didn't trust the priest, so I lied to him.
My God.
Because I'm like, he can't tell my parents.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's so weird idea to confess to some random stranger.
Dude,
yeah.
I want to do that's it. No weird. Lie.
No.
No. Confession?
Yeah.
No.
Confess to me.
I'm not confessing shit to you because you'll what? Fucking blab it all over
no,
town.
I am no. not a blabber.
You're
okay.
a blabber.
Hey,
sometimes.
Just confess right now. Nobody else is listening.
I have no confessions.
Everybody in Massachusetts will know. We're like real
shout
big
out
in
to our Massachusetts friends.
Hopefully they're in Salem.
I want to go there.
Yeah, I do too.
Anyway, second funny thing I had about baptism was when I did get baptized, it was right after I had my accident at church. Mm-hmm. And so my hand was still in like this cast thing.
Wait, what?
You need to clarify accident.
I thought you should pee your pants.
No. When I cut my hand open at church,
ooh.
And I almost died.
She went
church.
To she went to stop notice. She went to stop a heavy glass door from mm-hmm. closing, mm-hmm. and it had the security wire in it, mm-hmm. and
it broke.
Her hand
it
went through,
me.
Basically severed that bitch down to like almost a bone.
Yeah.
Dang, I did not know that. Do you have a skull?
Oh it's yeah, a wicked scar.
It's all fucked up.
Also, Abe, you're really good at telling her story.
He is.
She's told it a lot. Yeah, she's told it a lot, and she gets,
surprisingly, I've never heard.
And after she's sitting there bleeding, her mom's freaking the fuck out. Like, her mom jumps pews to get to her.
And curse the whole time
in church.
And her brother, he came up with paper towels. So cute. I love that part of the story.
I was 10, so he was nice.
He's such a good dude.
Such a good guy.
It's good to know he's always been such a good dude.
It is, but he should bring more of the paper towels. But an awesome idea.
He just wanted to help.
Cute as fuck.
And actually, they had to redo a lot of the church because like it sprayed everywhere. Like, it looked like a horror movie. I Dang. Fucked up the carpet. I fucked up the walls.
Like arterial spray.
Yeah. It was pretty fucked up.
Did it have any imagery in the blood?
I don't know. Like, I didn't Jesus get to study it, man. I had to go to the hospital. I was dying.
I hope somebody did, like, had, like, a vision in that.
That would be amazing.
But anyway, okay. Yes. So, I had an accident at church, right? And then afterwards, I wanted to get baptized because I almost died. Actually, I think my mom pushed me to get baptized. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
A little scared.
Yeah, you almost died in church.
Yeah, but
you better get baptized.
You.
So,
you gotta go
that's
back.
A sign.
You got to go back and get drowned.
So, I had my cast on, and I went to get baptized, but I wouldn't put my hand under the water because I was like, no. Like, my scar, man. Like, my whole hand, right? Well, apparently, my grandma got baptized the same way, and she didn't put her arm underwater. So, now we both have sinful left hands. And I thought that was cute, and I love my grandma.
That's
like idle hands.
Yeah. So, wait.
This is my bad hand.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
This hand doesn't have any feeling.
I knew I did not trust that left hand for a reason.
Jesus didn't die for this hand.
I can do whatever I want.
Yo, it's my bad hand.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So how do you guys feel then? All right, everybody's been baptized.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're all going to heaven.
Do you believe in this? Like, some people baptize their babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of us were baptized as babies, though.
No.
Does that do anything?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't see the point. If,
you don't see the point.
Because it's not a choice of theirs.
Yeah, I think.
So.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
And they've never sinned. They're a fucking baby. So it's almost like.
Well, I mean, in a lot of
you're giving them a life of sin now. They can't wash
like
any
anything,
of it away.
Right.
After that. You can't wash the shit away.
Yeah, I don't understand the idea of baptizing a baby because. Hey, like you said, they've never committed a sin, but it doesn't mean anything. They're not; it's not a choice. They're being forced into it.
Yeah, right. Not a personal choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
What if you lie to get baptized, though? I mean,
then you're going to hell.
But no,
no,
because
the baptism wiped it all away.
The That's baptism true. Wiped away my lie.
That's true.
And plus, I'm sorry, but there's no there's nothing that says, I've never read anything that says you have to pass a test in order to be baptized. There's no prerequisites for baptism.
And yeah, but I got a good Bible one for that. Mm-hmm. Because when Jesus was on the cross, mm-hmm. when the guy next to him like, hey, please, I'm with you. He did not have to like say, stop, let's go get baptized.
Right.
That's true. No,
absolutely. It's more of like it makes the rest of the church feel better, yeah. I guess.
And it's like more of a public like, hey, this is what I believe.
Yeah.
I don't like my church.
I don't blame you. You almost died there.
Yeah,
you go to church?
No.
She considers that church her church. Oh, yeah.
Like your home church.
That was my home church. That was the church my grandpa helped build the church. Jeez. Me and my granny would hold hands. While left we hands? Went to church.
Left hands?
No, not left hands. I don't think we could just hold left hands.
Well, you could. One of you have to walk backwards.
Okay, I don't understand. Which is a
perfectly normal thing for old people to do.
She was real agile.
No, my church growing up was
it the freaky one?
Was very interesting. I won't say like exactly what church it is, just in case any of you guys are listening.
Oh shit!
But no, like it was one of the churches where they did the speaking in tongues.
Okay, oh my god, it's so scary.
My dad was raised in one of those.
It's so weird.
Okay, I've been to a couple of those. Yeah,
because like what happened was you got some guy over here. He would just stand up and start spouting nonsense for like a 5-year-old. I didn't know what the hell was going on. Yeah. And then someone on the other side of the church would stand up and have the translation to what this dude just said.
Oh, my God.
And then they would also do the thing like where they would come up to the front of the church and they would touch him on the forehead. And then they'd do the passing out thing. And they'd just lay there and like basking in God's glory or something. I don't know what was going on, but yeah.
What's that movie that I had to quit?
Leap of Faith.
Red State.
Oh, Red State.
Ooh, yeah, I'm not.
See, growing up, this was all completely normal, but like from a now perspective, it's like some very creepy Southern Baptist style stuff is what like it sounds like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you Baptist?
No, I don't. I think we are Pentecost, but that's the other problem.
Okay.
One of the big things I have against religion is since it's all based on personal feeling and interpretations, you end up with, I think I counted when I was doing my research, 40 denominations of Christianity.
Yep.
Why is that a thing?
Yeah.
That's because they pick parts of the Bible that they follow, but they like renounce others.
See, that makes zero sense to me.
Yeah.
And that's one of my big beefs with religion is just like there shouldn't be 40 denominations all saying basically the same damn thing, but different.
But people cannot agree. That's like the common thing. Like people just love to argue and not agree.
And everybody's got a different opinion about everything.
And if you're not white, then you're wrong.
And actually, let's go ahead and throw this out there.
Okay.
Abe usually does all of the facts, brings us a whole bunch of facts about whatever topic that we're doing that week. And he showed up today basically and said, sorry, guys, I ain't got shit.
I have.
It's too. You can't get facts with this stuff.
No.
Everything's opinion based.
Everything is opinion. And
spirituality.
Based off of how they interpret it and all the other stuff.
We could give facts about like how many people are in certain religions and stuff like that.
Right.
That's basically as far as facts as we could go.
Even then, it's hard to keep numbers.
Especially, I mean, because like, especially since how we do, or I do my research, I do it all on the internet, where it's even harder with something like this because everyone has a fucking voice. Like, usually I try to avoid anything Wikipedia when I'm doing research for the podcast because you can't trust it.
Yeah.
But especially with religion, I mean, because it is all opinion based. It's all this guy's interpretation of that. I have literally one kind of fact, and it's more for makes me giggle than anything. And then everything else on here is my views of religion.
Oh shit!
And okay,
we're gonna get some.
Let's get in it.
I mean,
views.
I have to jump in.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to because I got some stuff.
Well, no.
Too.
What's the fact?
Oh, the fact.
Yeah. You said you had one like kind of fact.
I have one fact, and it is Catholicism, and
that's it. Catholicism. Well, that's my fact.
Hold on, my microphone is coming loose again.
Oh shit!
It always
While they fix that, Ashlyn, why don't you sing us a song?
Oh, okay. Religion was here for one time. What?
Religion was here for one time.
Yeah.
One time of what?
I don't know. I didn't get that far. I got nervous.
And then I started making fun.
I don't fucking sing very often. You know, that needs to be cut out. I'm just saying. I don't sing. I hate singing. I do want to ask. I do have another question.
Oh, shit.
Here, I'll just hold it.
Why don't you ask me? I'll kick it off.
Do you know what? Do you know what agnostic means?
Agnostic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just wondering. I'm going to see if Tony knows.
Oh, okay.
Tony.
What I miss?
Do you know what agnostic means?
That's not where you have like, I'm thinking of atheist. No, but somebody who just had like no opinion. What am I thinking of? No opinion about?
Close. That is actually called secular.
Okay.
That's neutral.
Okay. Agnostic, it's somebody who believes but doesn't believe, maybe?
Well,
I don't know.
It's like we're never going to know. So okay. why the fuck even...
Right.
You don't dismiss it, but you also
it's
don't.
It's a possibility.
Claim it.
Yeah.
It's all a possibility.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just our views.
Yeah. Our faith.
Yeah.
But I had to bring it up because a lot of people confuse agnostic with atheism.
Yeah.
Or atheist.
Yeah, I was thinking. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. And so that was a question that I had to ask.
Yeah.
You know, it gets mixed.
Yeah, because I was thinking of that opposite.
Abe's really struggling with this microphone.
Yeah, really struggling.
You know, it's the new table.
No,
it's
no,
slippery.
No, it's actually, I should say,
so
after he was about ready to mention some facts about religion and then his mic.
Oh, and then his mic. He's like, I'm going to give my goddamn views.
and then just blasphemed on the religion.
Oh, no,
I know, but I'm okay to do it.
His mic is going to fall too.
Do you guys say the Lord's name in vain?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Dude, you can't avoid it.
I try not to, but it happens.
Yeah.
I say JC a lot.
Yeah. Mm. When I get really irritated, and I say it a lot at work, under my breath. Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So what was your one fact? Did you already say it?
Okay.
Stand back, everybody.
It isn't even that bad. It's just funny, in my opinion. Okay, so Catholicism, they have this big thing for patron saints, right?
Yeah.
There is patron saint for everything. Well, I found a website, catholic.org. I'm assuming it's legit. Again, who knows?
It is .org.
It is Catholic. I don't know. But anyway, so there are 1,776 patron saints, and they have them for everything. Wow. Such
I have
as,
one of those patron saints right
what about,
now.
What about things that were invented afterwards?
What, like, what about Scientology?
They don't have. Let me give you some examples.
Patron saint of Scientology.
Let me give you some examples.
Scientology is a religion.
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez.
Let me give you some examples. So Erasmus, he is the patron saint of abdominal pain.
That's what I have right now because I ate too much pizza.
There is a patron saint of abdominal pain.
What's the patron saint of eyeballs?
One second. I opened up the website because I was hoping some of you guys would come up with some things for me.
Some awesome ones like eyeballs.
There's eye disorders.
Okay, that's close
and that
enough.
Is Herve, Claire, Lucy, or Raphael the Archangel.
I have that too.
Okay,
I have glasses.
Did you say Herve?
Herve.
H-E-R-V-E. So I'm assuming it's
that
Herve.
That sounds like the eyeball
Herve.
Guy.
Okay.
Herve. I'm a Herve. I'm here to look at eyeballs.
Herve.
Another one I have is Gertrude, Servatus, and Ulrich. Are the patron saints of protection against mice.
Oh, bro, I need them. I don't like mice.
So mouse traps?
I guess.
Yeah, mouse trap.
Also, they were really good at naming these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Clotilde, Louise Del Marillac, and Matilda are the patron saints of disappointing children.
Oh, and this is in Catholic, right?
Yes, the Catholics. Yo. Apparently, they have a lot of disappointing children, so they have a patron saint for it. And the last one I looked up was George. His name was George.
Just George.
And the patron saint of Boy Scouts.
Of course.
Ew.
Yeah. Especially when you mix that in with Catholicism in general, my brain wanders a little bit.
That's
I'm not going to lie.
George is
it sounds bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my literally the only fact was I came across this site and it cracked me the fuck up.
That's cool.
So what do you guys think the top four religious.
Like most popular?
Yeah.
Okay.
Religions?
I mean religion.
Christianity. Yeah.
Judaism, Muslim.
I don't know what the third one would be.
Scientology?
Rastafari.
No. Actually, you only got one right.
Really?
Yeah.
Judaism isn't in there?
Really?
Nope, not even Muslim?
Okay, but, now the
but
way
if it
I
wasn't for the
this.
Holocaust, if they probably
yeah,
would.
They did lose like they did lose
I'm
like
not
7
making
million?
A Holocaust joke. Oh, really, all I know about Jews is that Seth Rogen's laugh cracks me up.
Yeah, for
you
real.
I hope you guys meet and have a laugh off.
Have a laugh off.
Anyway, continue. So what's
okay,
all on your list?
So the way that I did it, though,
okay.
was by biggest populations.
Yeah.
All right, so one of them's kind of a trick. Three of them are not a trick. Okay, so the okay. first is Christianity.
Yeah.
All right, they have over 2 billion people, and it makes up 31.5% of the population.
I could see that.
The second one is Islam.
Are we doing U.S.?
No, this is like all over
okay,
the world.
Okay, and Islam is Muslim,
yeah,
by the way.
That's why I was...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm dumb.
Nation
my
of
bad.
Islam. Yeah. No, you're my fine. Bad. You're fine. Okay. No worries.
So, Islam... has 1.5 billion mm-hmm. and they are at 23.2% of the population. Okay. Now, the third one, this was the trick.
Okay.
This one is secular, which means neutral.
Okay.
Agnostic or atheist.
Okay.
I did not.
That's a trick.
1.1 billion people or 15% of the population.
Okay. Yeah.
That's kind of one of those trick questions of
that's what's, why I said
what's
one
the best.
Was a trick.
No, I know. I'm not blaming you.
It's just a trick. It's a thing.
Yeah. I
and
know
then
what you're
the fourth one is Hinduism with 1.161 billion.
Okay, that's a big
country.
I was going to think that.
And
but
these, they're like number five. Didn't have billions. They
I didn't
have
even
billions.
Think of Hinduism.
Yeah, India is
yeah.
a big country.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people. Yeah. Hinduism is actually really interesting. I like it a lot.
I agree.
I've never really studied Hinduism.
I didn't get a big education on it, but in college, we took a survey of world religions, and they talked briefly on a lot of their beliefs and stuff, and it was really interesting. And another one I found interesting is the top ones that you mentioned, it like the Christianity, mm-hmm. Islam, and Jewish. I find with those three, they all three basically believe the exact same thing.
Yeah,
they all have Jesus in all of the teachings. The Jews believe Old Testament, mm-hmm. Christians yeah. acknowledge both, and then the Islam, Jesus was a prophet to Muhammad.
Yeah,
but those three religions are the ones that get into the biggest arguments and
yeah.
fights
yeah.
and like there's the most controversy. I don't get that
yeah,
that they all basically sense. Are talking about the same damn thing
yeah, yeah.
but the details is yeah. what throws everything
yeah,
off
yeah.
but that's what everybody fights about is the details
right.
not the overall message
no mean. Absolutely
nope.
And then I came across the I don't know if it's true I hope it's not
yeah.
or I kind of I don't know what I hope
okay.
either way apparently the story of the New Testament was written and collected by a guy who his sole purpose was to disprove everything of the Old Testament.
Okay.
Apparently, no.
That seems like a trick.
That's what I mean. That's why I don't know if it's true or not.
No,
but
I mean the guy sounds like a trick. He's like, oh, I'm gonna, you know.
Right. Well, it's all, apparently he used all of the same books, like the same apostles and everything, the same sources that the Old Testament was based off of. He just went into them more in depth, and he was basically trying to say the Old Testament is like, that's just what the edited version kind of thing. Okay. And the New Testament is supposed to be the more like whole version, if I yeah. understood the whole story all right. But like I said, is it real? Is it not real? I don't know. But I thought that was really interesting.
Did anybody like look into Mormons? That's a crazy
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that one I've never...
I didn't look into it.
I watched a South Park episode, which was actually...
Oh, God.
Yeah?
That was his research, his South Park episode.
No, no.
From what I understand,
it's pretty legit. Yeah, it was pretty legit. And
well, they're Mormons, right?
No.
Yeah.
Well, they were.
Well, yeah, because
yeah,
they also did the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
The play.
But, well, and what's the... Orgasmo.
Yeah.
He was a Mormon...
Oh, I
yeah,
don't know anything about that.
Door-to-door person.
Yeah, and... But... They did an episode on the actual religion, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, John Smith, wasn't
yeah.
that who it was?
Yeah, he went into the thing and, like, found,
yeah.
like, some books. And, like,
and
this was written.
He's the only one who could translate
yeah.
it, and it just
yeah.
seems fishy.
And somehow people followed it.
Yeah,
yeah, but you got to think the Scientology guy, like.
Yeah, that's true. But they no
aliens or something.
Scientology, yeah. Like though, yeah, they have a lot of money backing them, so I can understand. Yeah.
They got that money.
I think the Scientology story, I think, is pretty fun with the aliens.
It's fun,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's a funny.
And you know what? It could be legit. You don't know.
It's weird.
You don't know.
It's weird. And where is that man's wife? And where is the man's wife?
What? The guy's dead now.
The man who's in charge now.
Oh,
his wife has been missing for years.
Patsy? I did not know.
She's just
maybe she's just.
Did you know her name? Did you just say Patsy? She's been missing?
Is her name Patsy?
I don't know. It just sounded like that's what you said.
No, I said, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were just worried. I thought you were like legit curious.
Patsy?
Poor
Patsy. Missing? Stop the podcast. Let's go. Stalk.
No, every time I think about the Scientologists, I think of that episode of Parks and Recreation where they have the, what is it, the people of
the
Zorks?
The lizard yeah, guy.
Yeah, who like every year... They'll be like, oh, this is the year the world's ending. Let's run out the park. And they write all their stuff or they pay for everything with checks that are post-dated. Yep. This is for tomorrow.
Yep. So basically, our view on religion is from sitcoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like it's as good a source as any, unfortunately.
I mean, they did the research, right? So why should we?
Yeah. I don't really trust organized religious houses. Mm. So
I grew up in one.
Yeah, I did too.
I grew up in a parsonage.
I don't know exactly what a parsonage is. Is that the house?
Yeah, it's a house.
Okay.
That connected or whatever?
Not connected.
It's where the preacher stays that the church owns. Yep. Gotcha. Yeah.
I've been to one of them houses.
We had a ping pong fight in one of those houses.
Yeah. Actually, I've lived in two parsonages.
Yeah.
That was the second one. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I have a problem because the one church, the church I grew up with or whatever, when my hand did do the whole thing or whatever.
It did its thing. My hand decided to explode and bleed everywhere.
Your bad girl hand.
Yeah, my bad hand. So my mom was a single mom, you know, and like they were so bad to her. Like there were several instances of them just being not very nice. But then when this did happen... She was, if I was 10, she's 17 years older than me.
27.
Okay.
When this did happen, they didn't, try to help her at all. They tried to shut down the insurance. They tried to, really fuck us over. And, being a single mom, she worked all the time. And, it was bad. So then we stopped going to church.
Didn't they? I don't know if this is, I'm assuming it's okay to say, but.
No.
Okay.
Anyways.
Wow, that was a good story, right, Abe. We cut that.
Wait, real quick.
Holy shit, Abe! That's crazy what you just said.
I cannot believe.
No, real quick, I would like to point out.
Fuck those people.
The proof of our telepath.
Ooh,
right there. Him.
All right, that was kind of cute.
Yeah, it was.
That was kind of cute.
And not only did.
I'm going to assume I can say this. No, you can't.
Not only did she pick up on it that time, she knew exactly what I was going for because she even congratulated me on my telepath abilities.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's a real thing.
Yeah. You guys are good.
I do have.
No, I do hear that, though, because that was the church people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up in the church for years and years with the preacher stepdad and everything. And my mom was like the organist and shit like that. And I've seen the ugly side of church.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many politics.
It really
fucks so disgusting.
You up,
man.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
It was also really sad because part of what you were going to say, I'm not going to go into the other bits, but my mom being a single mom, she couldn't attend the adult meetings. She had to stay in the nursery because she was a female and she had no husband. So they wouldn't let her know things that were going on in the church, which proved to be very bad because obviously she has two young children. And I don't know. It just seems I just don't like them at all. I don't like churches.
Well, see, that's another thing. I'm sure it's changed somewhat now. I won't say completely, but growing up, one thing that it was always told very heavily was basically the women obey the man kind of thing. Like
AKA the way it should be. No. Oh, Ashley about punched me.
Man.
She punched me with a look.
Oh, she made a gag face the second those words came out of my mouth.
I cannot, okay? I am a fucking person and I am not here to cater because you have a dick. It's like that, no.
It's like the what I've heard about that Handmaid's Tale show.
Oh, my God. I want to watch it, but I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it because I know that I'm going to get riled up.
Yeah, but yeah. Katie says if you feel that way, you should definitely watch it.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Katie like a closeted like man worshiper?
Yep. Oh, you haven't met her. You've never met her before.
That's right.
What?
God, I love that woman.
Well, I know she's not like ultra feminist either.
No.
No, so. Huh. I guess, is this, I picture one or the other usually. I mean, I guess not ultra feminist, but.
Anyway,
yeah. Religion. So,
religion.
Let's move on to cults part of religion.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, first can I say something?
I find cults super interesting.
So, from an educational standpoint, right? I had a class, and it was about religion and stuff like that. But there are actual 5 functions of religion in society. All right, and a lot of people they say, "Oh, college education, like base people, they always are Democrat and they're always like non-believers and blah 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 blah." But anyway, that's besides the point. Anyway.
Okay.
So the 5 functions of religion are social cohesion, social control, explaining the unexplained, psychological support, and positive social change. Yeah. Those are the 5.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I understand the idea of the social control. I understand why religion does that. I don't understand why people would want that.
I think
can anyone enlighten me on that?
I think it's more like
everybody believes in Jesus, so they don't want to murder motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like
trying to demonize bad behavior, glorify good.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So people will join under the pretense of something else.
A better society.
But this is what the, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and like in cults and stuff, a lot of people, first off, it's all cults.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but in like cults.
Yeah,
the freaky cults.
The freaky cults. Like that's
they're
how
gonna poison your lettuce.
That's
cults.
How they always get you is with that hope for the future that they that only they can bring.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
bunch of cults.
Man, I love cults. Like, I mean,
made me watch that documentary.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Wild Wild Country.
Wild Wild Country.
Yeah, on Netflix.
We're gonna
I don't know if it's still there.
We're going to do a special episode on that sometime.
But if it's still there, everybody, you should watch it.
So good.
It's about some
crazy Indian cult.
Indian cult that takes over a whole town
in
Oregon.
It takes over a whole town.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
A town becomes a cult.
Like, the town tries to get them kicked out, but there's more of them in the town, so they just register everybody to vote and take over their
the whole town
council.
Yes.
What would happen?
Super interesting.
What would happen
it's
if
crazy.
That happened to us? Like,
that's scary as fuck.
It can
happen. Oh no, yeah, that's what's mind blowing about the whole thing is, like, you hear it and you're like, huh, that sounds crazy. I can't believe that could happen. And then you see it, it's like, what the fuck?
What
this
the
is
fuck?
Happening.
And that happened in Oregon, and we lived
in Oregon.
That's some freaky
like,
shit.
Because when I watched it, I got curious, and it was literally, I don't remember exactly, like, it was less than like 40, 50 miles away from where we were living. Like, it was,
that's bonkers.
It was Caribou, I think. Caribou, Oregon.
Man, have you ever been?
I don't remember that.
No, but from what I hear, I think they've recovered from it. I think it's back to normal.
But I think.
I hope.
Like, what if they didn't recover? Like, quote unquote, you know.
They
good.
Said they recovered,
but it's actually
still
a cult. It's a secret cult.
Oh.
Freaking.
Nice.
That would not be good because last that I knew, before they got shut down, they were working on, like, poisons and shit like that.
Yeah.
They were about to start poisoning, like, senators and shit.
Yeah, like, they were trying to put E. coli in the water.
Yeah.
And they were trying to poison, like, salad bars.
I forgot
they
about
would
E. coli in the water.
They would take
supply.
About sources of E. coli to salad bars, just dump that shit on the salad bar and dip the fuck out.
Yeah, like, and they had access to the water plant, and they were dumping E. coli, like, particles or whatever into the water supply.
How long ago was this?
Why not just do arsenic?
The
90s.
90s,
I think.
Yeah.
Why
90s?
E. coli?
Because it's not going to kill them. It's just going to
be
likely to be complete death.
It'd be hard for them to get traced to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Were they not trying to kill
them? They weren't trying to, like, just eradicate everybody. They were just trying to have the
control.
Upper hand and, like, offer the the solution.
Yeah. Like, we're going to get you sick, but we're also going to have the solution.
Oh, but if you join, probably like if you join our cult.
Oh, absolutely.
Feel good.
And then they stop after everybody's part of the cult, then they stop. Putting E. coli
in
the
system,
water,
and then everybody gets better, and then you saved us.
I'm not saying that that's what they were doing,
right?
But
no,
it makes sense.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is we should start a cult.
It's all about control. Yeah, we should. So this episode should be called Brett and Tony Start a Cult.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Ashlyn, look, it's like
Ashlyn,
not good.
You can pick out what we're
leader?
All about. If
because
you want.
Honestly, you guys are not very charismatic.
Who cares?
I'm pretty charismatic.
You can't
I could
get
be charismatic.
Followers. You can't so get followers unless you're charismatic.
Okay, in this
okay?
day and age, we could do it like we could make a computer program that
also,
just talks. We can tell it what to say.
So
that's
it'll
true.
Be like,
yes.
It'll be like robot.
Yeah.
Robot.
But
guy.
Robot.
I've got a robot body in the garage.
I'd rather just be the leader.
Why are you?
I think I would be the leader. The leader of the.
But you're too passive. You
of
have to
the
be
Wild
hard.
Wild Country one.
Uh huh.
All he did.
That
was,
is true.
All he did was meditate and have sex.
He actually
that's
literally
he would
didn't do shit.
First
he had,
of all,
he
it
had
like,
henchmen getting their hands
yeah.
dirty and doing all the talking for
and
him.
And like he would go like a couple years at a time without talking to anybody.
Or being there.
Well, yeah, he wasn't even there for years and years.
Why can't I be the leader?
Tony, you're not charismatic.
I'm
you're
very
shy.
Charismatic.
I'm kind of
you're
charismatic.
Shy, you're awkward, and you're passive. Brett.
I am the needle now.
Weirdo.
It's done.
Katie is your boss.
And cults are always led by weirdos, man.
Okay, yeah, you can be a weirdo, but you got to be
leader.
More charismatic. You're too passive. You're not willing to like put the hammer down
but you don't,
when people fuck up.
But see, that's you don't have to. All you got to do is tell your right hand man to go do it.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
Then
the
I
muscle.
Don't want to be in this cult. I want to be in a cult where you know
the leader takes care of business.
No, see, that's exactly why the leader never takes care of business. Because he can have deniability and he can be like, oh, I don't know. Like
fuck
Charles
that.
Manson.
If
no, Charles Manson is the key factor in all of that. Yeah. He's like, I don't know what I didn't even, I wasn't even there.
Wait,
I
is he the there. Key factor? Because guess what? He got cut and went to prison.
Fuck.
Wait. But see, not for murder.
Now, yeah, that's true. Well, that's true. But if I was going to be a cult leader,
but,
I wouldn't get caught. Because I am tougher.
But see, you're also the kind of person that's going to want their hands in everything because you have to have the control over that.
My
but
hands are in the honeypots.
That's where the cult leader needs to, he can't, he has to distance himself. He has to delegate literally
guys,
everything.
See, then he's not a leader.
And
how
then
about,
all he has to do is
the
be
leader.
The smiling face.
How about you're the, you can be the leader of it, I'll be the face of it. Because people like me better than they like you most times.
That's
okay, so
true,
he could be the, he could be the happy, smiling
people
face
tend to
offerings.
Like
offering saviorship, and then you're the one who's delegating all the minions to go.
I'm gonna. Yeah. What about me?
Well, right. This is just like in that Wild Wild Country.
Oh, for real?
Because what was her name? Like Rashid or something like that?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
So she was tough.
The leader.
She was Pilar from.
My God.
Yeah.
She was the one poisoning motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're this girl.
She was the one staring daggers.
And then when the leader and her, the right hand woman, and when they started to disagree. All hell went down. It's a great doc.
So I think, where am I going to be?
Dude, I don't want to be here. I'm not
like,
going to
like
lie.
Like in the cold or just like
in,
my cold, in my house?
No, your house I'm cool with. Okay. But once this cold starts kicking off, I don't know if I want to be anywhere near.
Why? All you got to do is meditate and have sex.
Because
You know what happens to literally with every cold since the dawn of time. They
that
end.
We know of. Yeah.
They end, and everyone in it gets fucked.
About,
unless it's a conspiracy.
How about
they
we
end, but saying. They didn't end.
How
they,
about we have a secret cult? I like it.
They
I
all
like, it. Like the Illuminati.
Yeah, we'll be the Illuminati.
See, they have all these
we
things
be the
about Brominati.
The
Illuminati, but
yeah.
they're
not Brominati.
The Bretta.
Can we be the Brominati?
Yeah.
The Bretta Tonys.
Yeah. Bretta Tonys. That's our cult.
And Ashlyn's the leader.
Yeah. This is what she signed up for.
And Abe's gone.
Yeah. Bye, I'm sorry, guys, but.
He wouldn't leave me.
I
nope.
feel like
don't
a
let
lot.
Him fool
true.
You.
That's true. If you joined a cult, Abe's right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd
we
be
got
like,
him.
Are you, he would be, yeah. he'd be like, what the fuck are
what
you
the
doing?
What the fuck? Do we
why
see
why am I fucking
fine?
Here?
So once we get Ashlyn, we got Abe, we got our cult.
Yeah.
That is accurate. I'm not going to lie.
What should we name our cult for real, though?
Ashtorette. Ashtorette.
You're not even going to put Abe's name into it? Oh, yeah. I'm Duty Abe.
Oh, yeah. Abe.
Thanks. Thanks, babe.
Hold on. It's because he didn't want to be in it.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. What was Ashtorette with Abe?
Let's go. Abash Tretone.
Okay, guys, submit your name for what our cult should be called.
No, I actually found, I got curious.
A cult namer?
Is there a cult namer?
Yes.
Random religion generator.
Oh, my God. This is going to be it.
All right, here we go. I'm loading up the...
This whatever it is, it can be a name of a cult.
Sorry, it's taking a bit to load.
I'm so excited.
I know. We got named of cult.
I'm getting mad how long it's taking.
There's actually a description, a religion description generator, too. It'll generate what you believe in.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's not a good sign.
Hold on.
Can you just do that, though? Because we can see what our cult's going to be about.
And then we'll post it with this episode.
So what do you guys believe in, then? Because we got to punch in what the beliefs would be.
Oh, they're going to be random.
Random?
No, I think it just random.
I think it's random. I'll find out. But yeah. I have 10 possibility for religions. Names? And I'm not going to lie, they sound like a lot of made-up names. But we have Elucagar.
Oh.
I kind of like that. Exotic.
Right, that's on the exotic.
That's on the baby list.
Blue Grands.
Nah. Well, it sounds like a bluegrass.
Smells like crackers. Yeah.
We're the Blue Grands.
No, it sounds like a group of old ladies, to be honest.
Yeah, we're the Blue Grands. I'm going to veto that.
Yeah.
Creothi.
No. What was the first one again?
I forgot to. I was about to ask.
Elucagar.
Good. That's it so far. Good. Because we don't want it too. Elucagar. You know, we want to be, you know, fit in.
Ooh, the Congregation of Virtue.
Ooh. Whoa. That sounds dirty.
Ooh, I like it. That sounds like a real cult name. What was it again?
Hold on.
Congregation of Virtue.
Take a second. Congregation of Virtue.
That sounds like a real cult.
Yeah. I have to tell our viewers about what Brett just did. He used crab hands to be like, ooh, I like it.
Crab hands.
I like it. Yeah, he liked it a lot.
It was crab hands and it was disgusting.
This one's, if you thought that was gross, Ashlyn, this one's a little bit more.
Yes.
Congregation of Virtue.
The Chosen Ones of Steel.
What? Now that's bad.
Yeah, that one. No.
The Order of Illumination.
That sounds like
Illuminati. That's reminded me of like some Harry Potter.
Now you're doing crabs.
She did crab amps.
I did it on accident.
Is it my tone now?
This one sounds like it's straight out of Game of Thrones. Ooh. Gathering of the Nine Gods.
Ooh. Yeah.
Tony's doing crab hands, guys. That was unexpected.
Yes.
The Gathering of Bluebrinity.
Bru what?
Bluebrinity? It's Blybrunity.
Nope. So far, it's the first one and the Illumination one.
Yeah.
I like the first one. I don't care about the Illumination, blah, 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 blah.
Paragons of Bradagar.
I like that.
Whoa.
That's that.
I'm liking that.
That shot up.
That one's nice.
Yeah,
I gotta catch my breath. All right, here we go.
The Wanderers of Reglanese.
Yeah. You had me at the beginning. You lost me on the Reglanese.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. That's
I kind of wandled off on
it
that one.
It sounds like the sauce that you put in tetrazzini.
It's W R E G L I S N I.
Don't like it.
So we're down to Elucagar.
Hold on. Can I write these down?
That was the first one.
How do you spell that?
E-L-U.
Oops. E-L-U.
K.
I was totally expecting an I.
A-G-A-R.
Elucagar.
Elucagar. I like that one. That's nice.
Okay. Then we also have Brett. He liked this one. The Congregation of Virtue.
I'm not even going to write that down.
That sounds like a real cult. I don't want to name our cult that.
Okay.
But that sounds like a real fucking cult.
It sounds like a sex cult is the problem here.
They're all sex cults.
They don't all have to be sex cults.
Well, you don't have to come to the sex stuff, but that's what a lot of them are.
Well, a lot of people will come at that. Sex cult.
You're going to get killed by Katie. Why would you set me up for that?
I'm not going to have sex with all these people.
That's what you
say. So you don't want it for our cult name, but it sounds... Yep. Okay, so cross it off.
Oh, yeah, cross it off.
Okay.
Yep. I was just saying it sounds like a cult name.
The Order of Illumination, you also liked that one.
We all liked that one.
We did, but let me hear the other one.
What was that other one?
That was
peas.
Nice.
Wasn't there a whole bunch of peas or something? Hey, let's all do crabs when he says it.
Well, there was two. There was the Gathering of Bluebrinity.
No, that one's out.
Nah, pass.
The Paragons of Bradagar.
Crab hands, guys!
Wow, dude, crab
hands. Okay, hold on. I gotta write that down. What was that?
The Paragons of Pacator? What the fuck was it?
P-A-R-A-G-O-N-S, Paragons, uh-huh. of Bradigar, B-R-A-T-I-G-A-R.
I like the Bradigar. The Paragons of Bradigar.
Bradigar.
Join our club,
yeah.
the Paragons.
Oh, should we call it Bradigar?
It's like some Lord of the Rings shit. My nipples are hard.
Your nipples are hard?
Why? Why?
Well, the one, not the other one that's torn.
This is not a sus cult.
Hold on, did you say one of your nipples is torn?
Yeah, I got a torn stealing a lawn ornament once when I was in high school.
Got caught on a fence.
Yeah. Man, you guys have so many injuries I did not know about.
Wow.
Yeah. It was I heard about that all going through high school.
I guess. Yeah. I probably forgot.
Brett's probably like, yeah, my nipple's torn.
You want to see?
Oh, you went to BHS. It's okay. You didn't hear the stories.
It's true.
Those many.
So you guys want to know what we believe in?
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on, for which one? The Lucagar or the Paragons of
It doesn't matter. All I do is click this thing that says get description and it generates everything.
Okay. All right, so a Lucagar. This is their belief.
All right, a Lucagar.
I like a Lucagar.
Eurozen is an old belief system revolving around dualism. Their main teachings revolve around helping one another and tolerance, and these teachings are often passed on through seeking your inner self and attempting to reach enlightenment.
And coming at each other.
Eurozen teachings come from ancient experiences of leaders who are said to have reached a form of enlightenment. They often express their beliefs through music, bowls, and vases. Despite being an old belief system, Eurozen isn't always taken all that seriously by those outside its belief system. More and more communities see Eurozen as a way to find a purpose in life.
So I'm not going to lie to you. When I imagine Ilukagar Paragons of Bradigar.
Yeah, that's us.
We got to be the Bradigar one, guys.
I feel like it's much more like mean. Not like terrible mean, like I'm not out here stabbing people, but a little better than, we speak tolerance and we speak fluffy pillows.
Yeah,
we speak fluffy pillows.
we're gonna get stuff done.
I feel like that one's a little too soft for us.
You want the Perusians of Palagon or whatever to be like.
Yeah, we're the Palagon, the Bloodical.
Like, you don't believe our shit, we'll kill you. Like Christianity.
We won't kill you. We'll put E. coli in your lettuce.
Isn't that Judaism?
That's Catholics.
Okay.
Wait, which one's Catholics?
If you don't believe in what we believe in, we'll kill you.
Okay, gotcha.
They scare you.
Well, not anymore, but throughout history.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the Pope. He's super
the Pope's
cute.
Cool.
This Pope is cute as fuck.
Is he?
Yeah. And he was like speaking about you can't condemn gay people. Like, gay people were made by God.
Yeah.
Hello. And I don't know. He's super cute.
Basically,
what's Perusians of Palagar?
Basically, all of these
Paragons of Bradigar.
Basically, all of these religions that it's generating are the same exact thing.
Soft, fluffy pillows.
They just change a little bit.
Okay, we're gonna have to come up with our own description.
What's our platform? Who do we kill?
The
Paragons of Bradigar.
Okay.
Who do we kill?
Who do we hate?
Should we actually say this? We
hate Bradigar.
I'm just joking. I'm kidding.
Yikes.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Man, 48 minutes. Edit.
Edit, Tony.
Bradigar.
Okay, one sec. Okay, that way I can see the sound. Okay, we're good.
You should have done that with the Judaism one.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, good.
Jews have a good sense of humor, though.
They really do.
We already went through this.
Okay.
Adam Sandler's Jewish.
So we edited.
What? Are you going to clap on that?
No. So we're editing out this entire episode.
I don't think you should edit any of that.
Some of it.
No, what Brett said was a little bit strong.
Yours was a little
strong. But mine was not. It was funny.
It was funny, but all right,
anyway,
still bad taste.
So Bradigar apparently
we're talking religions here, guys.
Right. I mean,
fuck it.
You gotta have a sense of humor about
religion.
They've
killed so many more people than we ever could.
We had a warning at the beginning.
That's true. Did we?
I don't know.
We didn't make a warning. We should have.
Maybe. Fuck it.
Well, one thing I was gonna say was a lot of this is based on my experiences, and it's not to be taken too to heart.
Okay.
Because obviously I don't know everything that there is about Christianity or Judaism or anything. But anyway, Bradigar. I feel like Bradigar is what we would classify as the god.
Okay.
Because we are the paragons of Bradigar.
Okay.
So we are as close to as Bradigar as you can get.
I
so
like
we
that.
Are basically like the reincarnations of Bradigar.
So no, we're making a religion now.
Well, Bradigar thinks that...
Why do you got to do the hand with it?
I don't know. I feel like preachers would do that.
Bradagar, yeah. Thinks.
So, joke's on you. We're going to start this cult, and I'm going to fucking change my name to Bradagar.
Really?
What?
Like, that's the loophole?
I'm going to be a Bradagar James.
Real quick. I don't know how many religions you know about, but I don't know of any that are controlled by one female god. You might need to have some backups.
No, this will be just the saying. One that does.
Hey, don't be just false. Saying.
No one's going to take it seriously.
Hey.
No, of course not. I'm not being serious,
damn.
But that was funny.
Damn.
I'm leaving that in. That's too good.
You could just,
good.
You
that
know.
That was good.
It was good.
You should have saw that coming like with that.
I should have. Yeah. I just
you
didn't,
should have though. Stopped that.
I wasn't
Oh, I can
it.
Block it, guys. Okay. We can stop the telepathies. Yeah.
What?
I don't
know. Yeah, okay. All right.
I could actually see, like, if, like, Abe came home from work one day. And Ashlyn's at home, and he walks in the door, and she's like, "Why have you been off our psychic chat? Why haven't you been checking
in? Why have
in?
You been off our psychic chat? Yeah. Like, it's a fucking chat
this.
Room.
I can see this.
Yeah. That we have to sign in
I couldn't get updates all day, and
that's an actual fight.
I had to call you on your fucking cell phone.
Where the fuck were you?
I turned off my GPS locator.
Who were you with?
He knows better.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, shit. So the Paragons of Bredegar.
Anything
else?
About, like, religion?
Yeah.
Are we done? That was it?
That's it.
Do we need to have a religions number two?
Yeah, well, we need to have a format for our cult and bring it to the table.
Oh, it's true.
And to be honest, I'm not going to lie, religion is a wide topic that probably could go on and on forever.
Yeah, we're gonna have plenty of...
We should have a guest on the next one of religion.
Agreed. Ooh.
The religion sequel.
The religions of Michael C. Hall.
Time out. One thing before we wrap this up.
Yeah.
I have a story that I was gonna tell. And I promised I'd save it for this podcast. I'm not gonna mention any names of who this was.
Oh, God.
If you think you know who it is...
Bradagar.
Do not try to say it. Because it's not fair that I throw them under the bus like
it's
that.
Okay.
But anyway, so one of my big problems with religion is the basic or the concept of fear, how a lot of them play up on fear and scaring the shit out of people and blah, blah, blah. So this person who should not be named compared...
Voldemort.
Ashlyn and I should let each other mouth that.
Sorry.
Compared the idea of wearing face masks in public to the mark of the beast.
Oh, God.
From the Book of Revelations.
Oh, God.
Exact words were, first the mask, then the mark.
Oh, my God.
And that right there is my big problem with religion.
Oh, my
because
God. And we're not supposed to say if we think we know who to ask.
No, no.
Do I know him?
Yes.
Because it sounds like a motherfucker I know.
Here's the thing. They've been saying this, like, for years. Like,
yeah.
Y2K.
Right.
2012. So many. We're not going to see it coming. That's
no,
the thing.
Exactly.
The world's always.
And plus,
there's always going to be something.
Like, it's just, there's always an apocalypse to look to, and there's always something to blame it on. And I just, like, of all things, though, something that's trying to save people's lives.
And Revelation's always happening.
And it said, we will not know the time. And
exactly.
It's like, we will not see the actual signs.
And the fact that they're predicting it should be like, okay, that's a sign right there that we are nowhere near the end of times. Because that's the whole point. It's supposed to come from left field and you're not going to know. Mm-hmm. And then another story, which I don't know this lady and I don't know of anyone who knows her. So I'll put her on blast.
Oh, shit.
I was at work.
Don't say names.
I don't know her name.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. But
I figure,
anyway,
you know.
Yeah.
I was at work and this lady... she would talk to herself quite frequently out loud. And one day she was at work and she was going through and looking at all of our arrows, trying to select which one she wanted. And then she was mumbling under her breath and then she grabbed one and started walking away. And I kind of got close enough to I could hear her. And she's like, Jesus, please let me have this arrow. Please. I've been so good. I need to have this arrow. I need to buy this arrow. And then she turned around, walked back to the display, threw the arrow in there. She's like, fine, I don't need it. I'm such a bad person. I don't need this arrow. I'll just go without it. And then she came back like 20 minutes later and it's like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then she was walking around the store saying, this person can't come to our church. This person can't come to our church. This person can't come to our church. Yeah, that's my other story about religion. That terrified the shit out of me.
Why did she need the arrow so bad?
Right?
I want to know.
I want to know the rest of the story, obviously.
I got goosebumps, man. Like,
why?
But yeah. You know what? Yeah, that's my other thing with religion.
Okay, honestly,
is the fanatics.
When that shit happens, though, I think straight mental illness.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like, you got fucking some mental
schizophrenia.
Yeah.
The whole thing, the pill gun that Borgo needs is an arrow.
We need to use this lady as an example. Actually, arrows come in handy.
Once we get the arrow, we'll get the religion.
Hey, would you make us up like a symbol?
Oh my God, will you please?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What is it? Paragons?
The Paragons of Radigal.
Radigal.
I have it written down. Do you want me to write it down for you?
Just take a picture and send it to me.
Cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't forget Bradigar.
Yeah. But Paragons.
It's pretty close to Bradigar.
Are you sure? Because you said a lot of weird things tonight.
Yeah. But that's what I was fucking around.
Bradigar.
Should we make our follower do crab hands?
Yes.
That's not going to be our thing.
That's to be crab hands.
Instead of raising our hands and saying hallelujah.
Wait, can we get those little symbols, though? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
if people are really getting into it, you know they're going to get the crab legs going, too.
Yeah. Get the...
Yep.
We're going to get people crabs.
What?
So I feel like red has to be in our color scheme.
We're not giving crabs.
Okay, too far. My bad.
I can't wear red. It clashes with my skin.
I agree. I hate red, too, but you guys are talking an awful lot about crabs.
There's blue crabs.
Blue crabs.
There's green crabs.
Okay.
We'll be the blue
there's
crabs.
There's rainbow
crabs. Have you ever
crabs.
Seen sand crabs?
Yes.
They're basically like clear.
Okay.
So clear. Oh, so we're going to be naked the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah. We have.
We're going to be naked crab.
I can show my little dick.
Yes.
In the
you
halls.
Already told everybody on podcast.
Bradigar, why did you curse me?
In the halls of Bradigar, there are no small dicks.
Every dick is the same.
All right, guys. I think
I wish
this,
there was such a thing as dick socialism.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking.
So
wait,
for
what?
Anyone
I don't
who...
Oh, like we share like part, like the well-endowed share a little bit of theirs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like all dicks should be the same length.
Dude, we can put that in our codes.
Yes. If you join all...
If, what if you have a big dick and you
you'll
can't
have...
join?
You'll have a Franken dick, but it's not your choice. It's how Bradigar sees it.
Yes.
Although the Paragons are exempt because I ain't cutting any mine off.
But what if I want to get an extension?
You get it
from
one of our followers. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So I'm a Paragon, bitch.
I just get to pick a dick, basically.
Yeah, you get to pick anybody. You don't get the whole thing.
Man, I want
you
that
just,
on me.
You just get a little, like, you can mix, like, you can take the balls off of one, the head off of another.
Abe, I'm
can you
good
do a patchwork?
In the ball department.
Can you do a patchwork one? Like, just take a left side of this one and another side
you,
of
if
this
you really
one,
want you anything know? From me, all you're getting is some and I'll hook you up with some
Oh, Abe, you're not supposed to say I was told not to say it.
Oh, that's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, Ashlyn told me not to say it.
Yeah, that's on
it's
the
marked.
List.
So anyway.
We're mocking so much stuff
this
on this
has
episode.
Been, this has been religion. And
number one.
I still feel like we scratched the surface,
this
I guess.
Is number
we
really one.
We'll revisit.
Yeah, we're going to revisit this.
Yeah,
so much.
We're going to have to. But yeah, first religion podcast is done. This has been the Paragons of Bradigar. And we bid you a good night.
That would probably be our podcast name. If we were
yeah. Ooh. Is it too late?
It's too late.
I know. We just posted.
We could put subliminal messages on the, like, in the
we
pictures
will.
Or something.
Well, yeah. We're going to have to now.
Paragons of Bradigar.
Paragons of Bradigar.
Thank you for listening. Subscribe.
Would it,
like, comment.
Would the listeners be called, like, Paragonians?
Yeah.
No.
Or Bradigonians.
No. Bradigonians.
Bradigonians. I like that.
Paragons are now. It's a description or an adverb. It describes what we are.
Uh-oh.
We are the closest thing to Bradigar.
Ooh, what about Bradigargovians?
Yes.
Bradigar, that's a mouthful.
Bradigargovians.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Like, subscribe. Whatever.
He already said that.
Oh, did he?
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.